Hello and welcome to today's news podcast powered by China Daily. I am Anastasia Karanja and I'll be your host for today's episode, bringing you to the latest global updates and insights on China's global interactions. We'll explore a range of topics including the need to invest in women, providing in-depth insights into the dynamic landscape of China and beyond. A Chinese women's affairs official has called for improved financial inclusion for women, aiming to lower the barriers that they face in accessing financial products and services. Huang Xiaowei, vice chairperson of the National Working Committee on Children and Women under China's State Council, says financial inclusion has helped many women in rural China achieve economic independence. By opening their own businesses, women have been able to invest and buy personal items with their own money in what leads to gender equality. Wang spoke at a meeting co-organized by China's permanent mission to the United Nations, the European Union's delegation to the UN and UN Women. The meeting, a side event of the 68th session of the UN Commission on Status of Women, focused on the significance of financial inclusion for women and girls. It aimed to raise awareness and discuss strategies to enhance women's economic empowerment. According to the UN Development Programme, 740 million women still lack access to financial services due to factors including absence of formal ID, limited financial literacy, poorly designed services, and other barriers. In some developing regions, up to 95% of women are in jobs that are not protected by law or benefit from social protection. Huang said that China's financial inclusion strategy secures policy safeguards for women's economic empowerment and delivers financial support for the empowerment initiatives, and actively advances gender equality and inclusive economic development. In the past decade, Chinese financial institutions and women organizations have issued 67.8 billion yuan in poverty alleviation microloans to 1.22 million impoverished women and 571.4 billion yuan in small guaranteed entrepreneurial loans to 6.7 million women, according to Huang. Today, one in every 10 women globally still lives in extreme poverty, and by 2030, 342 million women will not have escaped extreme poverty. The 68th session of the UNCSW, which started Monday and will run to March 22nd, is an annual meeting to address the inequalities, violence, and discrimination against women. In Beijing, political advisors last week convened in to address the pressing need for enhanced primary medical services, particularly in light of recent outbreaks of respiratory illnesses across the nation. Recommendations included targeted training initiatives for community health centers to improve their capacity to respond effectively to seasonal diseases. Emphasizing the integration of medical treatment and prevention strategies, experts highlighted the importance of standardized disease management protocols, particularly for elderly patients with chronic respiratory conditions. The discussion underscored the imperative of bolstering grassroots healthcare infrastructure to alleviate strain on large hospitals and ensure equitable access to essential medical services for all citizens. Another focus of such community health centers will be to strengthen the management of diseases with a mindset of integrating medical treatment and prevention, said Zhang Wenhong. A national political advisor who is also head of the infectious disease department at Shanghai Huoshan Hospital, the country expressed a surge in respiratory diseases driven by the circulation of multiple pathogens this winter. Both the elderly and children have been hit hard, stretching the capacities of elderly care and pediatric facilities in some regions. However, people have strong preferences for big hospitals. According to a report on Shanghai TV, more than 1,500 patients sought emergency treatment at a campus of Shanghai Children's Hospital in Putuo District on December 17th. On the same day, at Changfeng Community Health Service Center, a primary medical institution in the same district, just one patient showed up. Zhang said he believed deficiencies in testing capabilities and medicine supplies were one reason. Zhang said he believed deficiencies in testing capabilities and medical supplies were one reasons for such a contrast in patient numbers. He suggested improving the availability of basic medicines and diagnostic methods of grassroots institutions. In the field of engineering, China National Offshore Oil Corp. celebrated the completion of Haiji-2, Asia's first independently designed and constructed deep-water jacket platform. Boasting record-breaking specifications, Haiji-2 represents a significant milestone in China's maritime capabilities, showcasing its commitment to technological innovation and self-sufficiency. Concurrently, researchers at Huazhong Agricultural University unveiled the insights into the development of adult light organs in fireflies, shedding new light on bioluminescence and flash signal control in insects. These discoveries hold immense potential for biodiversity conservation and deepen our understanding for these fascinating organisms, biological mechanisms. Jacket platform is a foundation for supporting and fixing the huge body of offshore oil and gas platform, which is widely used in the world. With a total height of 338.5 meters and a total weight of 37,000 tons, the jacket of Haiji-2 uses more than 20,000 tons of high-strength steel, making it the first case of large-scale application of domestically produced high-strength steel in marine engineering. The project has broken multiple records in Asia in terms of structural height, weight, operating depth, and construction speed, signifying that China's capability of independent design and construction for deep-water super-large jacket platform has reached the world's advanced level. Meanwhile, the Chinese government, in collaboration with the Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security, and the China Disabled Persons Federation unveiled a comprehensive guideline aimed at safeguarding the working rights of individuals with disabilities. The guideline outlines measures to improve employment services, prevent illegal labor practices, and raise awareness among both employers and individuals with disabilities. By fostering an inclusive and supportive working environment, the government aims to empower individuals with disabilities and promote their meaningful participation in the workforce, contributing to greater social equity and inclusion. Chinese researchers have recently revealed key mechanisms related to the development of adult light organs in fireflies, providing new insights to the study of bioluminescence and flash signal control in insects. Adult fireflies exhibit unique flashing courtship signals emitted by specialized light organs which develop mostly independently from larval light organs during the pupal stage. The mechanism of adult light organ development have not been thoroughly studied. In this regard, researchers at Huazhong Agricultural University used comparative genomics, comparative transcriptomics, and gene interference techniques to study the light organs in the early, middle, and late development of the firefly aquatic allele. They discovered that the key homeobox transcription factors AI, ABD, B, and AIUNC4 regulate the development of adult light organs and bioluminescence in the fireflies. Interference with expression of AIABDB and AIUNC4 genes will result in undeveloped or non-luminescent adult light organs. AIABDB regulates AIUNC4 and they interact with each other. The shape and flash frequency of adult light organs are the basis of the firefly biodiversity, said Fu Xianghua, a professor at the university, adding that figuring out the development mechanisms is conducive to the protection of the firefly biodiversity. On to NATO, China and NATO recently held their 8th Security Policy Dialogue in Beijing, focusing on defense exchanges and regional security challenges. While specific details were not disclosed, the dialogue reflects ongoing efforts to enhance communication and cooperation between the two entities. Addressing mutual interests and concerns in the international security landscape remains a top priority for both China and NATO as they work towards promoting stability and peace in a rapidly evolving global environment. Chinese researchers have recently revealed key mechanisms related to the development of adult light organs in fireflies, providing new insights to the study of bioluminescence and the flash signal control in insects. For more international news and updates, please visit our website at www.chinadaily.com.cn.